This is Mountain Radio Verbi at the W Verbi, the new five-star hotel in the resort just off the Place Blanche, which is attracting some big names already. And sitting right next to me, we have the DJ Dimitri from Paris. Dimitri, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Well, what are you doing here in a mountain resort?
Well, I've been very lucky to have been invited to play. I believe it's the opening of the ski season. And it's a pretty brand new club to me anyway, and I'm pretty excited to just be there. It's a very, very beautiful place. So I love the mountain. I'm not a ski person, but I really enjoy like the vibe. And it's my first time in Verviers. I have to say, it's one of the nicest ski villages I've seen. So it's for people like me who don't, you know, strictly rely on skiing, it's great. Love to see.
Well, they're big on music and fashion here.
It matches the things we believe in. You know, we myself and other like-minded people believe in style more than fashion. Fashion is something that you would follow, which is a bit boring, but style is something that you create for yourself, and I think W have managed to create that through the years. I myself, I'm a customer of them in many different cities, so actually glad that we meet on a more professional level tonight.
You're looking much more classy than the usual DJs we get here. Let's have a look. We've got a nice bow tie going on here, and this is how do you describe this? A checked red and black jacket, smoking jacket essentially.
It is, yeah, it is like a bit of a smoking jacket. It's got a bit of a mountain theme, which I thought would be quite, you know, you don't get to wear it every day, so it's good to pull it out the days you can.
That's true. And matching red socks as well, very cool. I like that a lot.
Thank you.
And tell us what people can expect from you tonight.
Well, I mean, I'm very much rooted in I would say some kind of an old school sound, which is for me stems from the disco sound. So I play a lot of like modern day and also all day disco blend with new and modern variations on it. And I like to create a party, not necessarily with the stuff people hear on the radio. Some things they're familiar with, some things that might surprise them, but most of all, I want them to have like a smile on their face when they're dancing. And, you know, that maybe sets me apart from the more deeper housey or DJs who are very much into like some kind of a droney sound. I like up and downs, and, you know, I started DJing more than 30 years ago, so I learned the old way, and today I'm like one of the eldest DJs around, and I try to just give that back to people who might not have known that.
Well, I remember those days, mid-90s in Paris, very exciting time, like Yellow Productions, Big Cheese. I was living just off Rue Saint-Antoine myself. I remember that time very well. A very exciting time for music.
You were a fellow neighbor. Yeah, it was very exciting back in those days, and it was really based on a variety of things. And before everything got too much formatted into that niche or the other, I mean, it's very much like the internet. You've got niches for everything, and I like to make it as varied as possible, as much as the crowd will let me, really. And you know, I never forget that I'm here to entertain the crowd, I'm not there to give them a lecture on music or whatever. But at the same time, you know, I feel it's interesting to present them with something that is not old and tired. So I'm trying to mix, you know, entertaining and something that might be a little different.
We look forward to it. We hope you come back.
I hope definitely so. It's looking beautiful here, so I'm hooked already.